8:30 the time, exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, and as we do each and every Thursday, we are treated with a visit from our mayor, Bob Whalen. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Mayor. How are you this morning?
Thanks, Ed. I'm fine. Good to be here.
Well, good to have you. Thank you for making the time for us. I want to get into this. A couple of questions first about what Congressman Ruta is doing. Yesterday, he held the inaugural meeting of the newly formed Coastal Orange County Aircraft Mitigation Noise Task Force. It sounds like something that we've been wanting for a long time. It brings together local elected officials and representatives from the FAA and the OC Airport and major airlines to decrease airplane noise and improve community collaboration. How did you get involved in this, and what are the goals?
Yeah, I've got to commend Congressman Ruta and his staff. They've done an outstanding job. So we had an inaugural meeting actually back in February, pre-COVID, over near the airport. And we took a tour of the tower and met with the FAA officials and a couple of the airlines and the congressman and his staff. And then, of course, COVID hit, but they continue to work on it, put together a Zoom meeting for us, and I think we've got three more set. So, you know, it's a time-limited task force, but what they're focusing on really is a collaborative effort with the airlines and the FAA to basically implement some takeoff patterns and flight patterns to better control the noise. And you know, for years, as you point out, local communities have been trying to break through to the FAA for help on this, and the congressman's been able to do that. We had the Western Regional Director of the FAA and other FAA staff, and, you know, they're going to focus on takeoffs, sort of a steeper takeoff at, that'll benefit the residents in Newport Beach. What I'm focused on, of course, is when the jets turn back over land, coming back over Laguna. So they have to fly, you know, basically far enough out and make the turn and come back over. So they've got three more meetings set and, you know, an agenda to try to do some really tangible stuff in terms of the takeoff patterns.
Right. Well, I think the key is that everyone that's involved is there can be some reasonable and meaningful change, because you've got the airport involved, you've got the airlines involved, you've got the FAA and city mayors, not just yourself, Mayor Lori Davis of Laguna Niguel and others. So I think that, yeah, that's a positive step forward. How will you define meaningful change, and how quickly are we looking for that change?
Well, I think, as I say, I think we've got meetings out into, we've got an August, late August, September, and October. And, you know, I think the congressman, as he said, it's a time limited. I think he'd like to see something, hopefully, you know, end of this year, early next year. What I don't know exactly yet is once there's some agreement, and I can see the sort of the seeds of that beginning to form, you know, amongst the group on the task force, you know, how does it get implemented? How does that sort of play through in the real world, right, to protocols for takeoff. I don't know that exactly, but I think conceptual framework he's hoping to have wrapped up, you know, by October, November timeframe.
And let me just ask you the dumb guy question, because I don't know. Is this something that eventually the Coastal Commission is going to have to get involved with as well?
I don't believe so. Okay. Good question, but I don't believe so, because that's, you know, FAA jurisdiction there. So okay. They're federal. I don't think the Coastal will be involved, but I'll ask that question. Good question.
Okay, well, thank you. It wasn't a dumb guy question. I'll chalk one up there. And earlier this week, Orange County Congressional Delegation, led by Representative Harley Ruta, they wrote a letter to the OC Board of Supervisors questioning the supervisor's use of federal COVID-19 funding and asking for an accounting of those funds. I think my question to you is, has the county provided any funding to the city for either testing, tracing, prevention? And if not, are you expecting them to?
No. I don't know whether they will. There's been a lot of discussion. You know, we have a Friday call, all the mayors with the county for months now, you know, requesting some funding. What came out was they did provide funding to basically the cities for to assist local small businesses. So, you know, each city got, you know, it was based on per capita population. I think Laguna got like $440,000 that went not to the city, but to to local businesses and nonprofits, which was great because, I mean, that was some stimulus there. That was out of the CARES Act money from the county. But in terms of direct funding from the county, we have not received any of that yet. They're saying that they've got it all programmed at the county level for, health-related measures. So it'll be interesting to see the accounting, I think.
Right, yeah. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. At this past Tuesday council meeting, Captain Calvert's parklet presentation indicated that four spots are already taken, leaving only enough funding for six more applicants. Are we expecting a big scramble for those spots?
For the parklet spots?
Yes.
I think that I don't think we put a limit on the number of parklets that could be developed. I mean, we gave authority to the community development director to, to review that applications as they came in. So, I'm hoping more restaurants take advantage of that and, take up a spot or two outside. And that really, as you know, that's their only option right now from a dining standpoint.
Right. Did we cease live entertainment there in the promenade area?
No, there's still a soloist or okay. maybe a twosome that's still occurring. The promenade I think is doing better than the rest of the city in terms of mask compliance because
Agreed.
We do have we do have personnel down there that are handing out free masks and telling people masks are required at the promenade. As I've walked through, I've seen a pretty good compliance, not perfect, but certainly if we could get the compliance around the city as good as it is at the promenade, we'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, agreed. Captain Calvert also made a presentation about mask enforcement and indicating trolley drivers as mask ambassadors. Is that taking place this weekend, and is it just a pilot program? You see how it works this weekend?
I think it's going to start Friday at noon, run through the weekend. The idea is to have, not just in the downtown, but spread out, in the Hip District, South Laguna, right. along PCH. We want to try to engage people, with these mask ambassadors, as you say, who will have free masks to hand out and encourage people to take them if they don't have them. I think one of the big, issues we have, people are pretty good, I think, when they're going into businesses, and the businesses have done, a good job of, requiring masks. But when you're going to the beach, to and from the beach, a lot of people say, oh, I don't need a mask, I'm going to the beach. And, I get it. When you're at the beach, you're usually able to spread out, and keep your distance, and, you're not required to wear a mask if you can keep your social distance. But going to and from the beach, lining up at the traffic lights to cross the street, walking on the sidewalks, going down the narrow stairs in South Laguna, you are going to come in proximity of people. So my advice and recommendation to people and request, plea, I guess, would be, put a mask in your pocket if you're going to the beach. Put it on when you get out of your car and wear it until you get situated on the beach. Take it off and then have a good day.
Right. I often think people get tired of me saying it because I find myself constantly saying that here, almost begging people to put a mask on. If in fact they meet resistance, as you know they will, if in fact they meet a lot of resistance, are we proactively working on a plan with Laguna Beach Police Department maybe to start citing, maybe like in the model of Beverly Hills or Santa Monica or even Costa Mesa, using them as models for citing?
Well, we've talked about that. In fact, we had a conversation the other day with the police chief and Captain Calvert, and they have checked with, and you're correct, Beverly Hills, Manhattan Beach, Costa Mesa, all have talked about citations. As of earlier this week, based on their check with those cities, they hadn't actually issued any citations. And we do have the authority to issue citations. We could do $100 and then, $250 and $500. I think that the chief is just reluctant to do that in the sense that it's just so problematic in many respects. But because if you're a family group, you don't need a mask. If you've got a health condition, you don't need a mask. And, it's a self-asserted health condition. So
right.
It's not quite as simple as walking up to somebody without a mask on and saying, here's your citation. But I think the short answer, Ed, is we said, look, it's not off the table. We're going to continue to look at it, and if things don't get better, we will talk about can we develop a targeted program. I hope we don't have to go there, but and we'll see how this mask ambassador program works. But the answer is that, yeah, we will revisit it. Definitely not off the table.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. This weekend, what are your plans? Well, forget the weekend here. What are your plans for next Tuesday? What are we going to be talking about next Tuesday?
The big item on the agenda for Tuesday is the Coast Inn, which had been scheduled or was scheduled in June, and there were some issues with the communication between the applicant and staff, so we rescheduled it here for July 28th, and I think that will be the primary item that we're going to be spending time on.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Not that I don't care what your weekend looks like. I hope you have a great weekend, but I was interested in next Tuesday. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thanks, Ed. Likewise. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:41 the time on the Mornings with Ed show.